This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Sunday night. We're down at Quincy Raceways with tonight's IMCA Stock Car feature winner, Abe Holsom Carthage. Abe, the only reason you're not on the inside track every darn race is because I'm not there every race. You just keep winning.
We're having a very good fortunate year, and I actually just pulled off one of my feats. You know, I always try to set goals for yourself in life and in racing, and you know, one of my goals for the racing career was to win a triple crown, we call it, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday race, and we just pulled it off tonight. So I can cross that one off, what do you call it, the bucket list of racing? We'll just call it that.
So tell us how it went, how the all three nights.
Let's see here. My wife was actually kind of, she's over in the stands, and she texted me because Friday night we started ninth, and we got to the lead real fast, and, you know, I caught it just right, you know, and the way the car's been working, you know, I put myself in a position when the lane opens up, you know, I can get there as quick as I can, and then it just seems like it works better that way. And so we picked up the win there Friday night in Donaldson that way. And then Saturday night, again, we started ninth. And we ended up winning that thing. It ended up being a dry, slick racetrack. And for Burlington, you know, the last couple nights we've been there, it's been, you know, hammered down on the cushion. And it's not, I mean, it's fun racing, because obviously racing is just fun in general. But, you know, it's hard to make a pass on, you know, cars when the fastest grooves up on top. And then you're really fighting for some real estate, you know, without trying to move somebody. You know, it's really hard to do it that way. So it was dry, slick racetrack. You know, I love that. And we ended up picking the win up there. And then on the way home, we was talking about, you know, we figured out we started ninth at Donaldson and then ninth on at in Burlington on Saturday. And then my wife texted me just a little bit ago, and she goes, how many cars we got? I was like, 10. She goes, well, where do you start at? And I was like, seventh. Because she thought we was going to start ninth again tonight. She's like, oh, you're going to do it if you start ninth for sure. So we ended up starting seventh and picking up the win tonight. You know, it's unfortunate. I don't understand quite what Quincy Raceway was thinking, you know, when they've got that so much water in turn one and one and two. You know, it's Sunday night here. You know, people are trying to get home, you know, from the races. You know, I like to go to Buffalo Wild Wings to support the local community, and as is my wife. And, you know, when we got to stay, when we have a delay like that for an hour and a half, you know, that's just, you know, uncalled for.
I left Des Moines. I was late tonight. Left Des Moines a quarter to five and saw heat races.
You were flying, weren't you?
Well, I was moving along, but I was surprised that the show wasn't further along.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate it has to be that way all year long, over the last couple races. And, you know, I don't know if they listen to this or not, but, you know, here's kind of my opinion on it. It looks like we're starting to get, you know, a cushion built up in one and two, where, you know, if we got a dry stick racetrack, you would be able to run that, you know, run that high side up there. In three and four, you can get into the corners and get through the middle of the corners, you know, up high, and there's a cushion there. But just coming off of four, there's just nothing there. So maybe if these guys can maybe work on getting a little bit of a cushion coming off of four, or maybe change the banking so it doesn't flatten that so much, and then take the water off the racetrack, you know. Turn three and four actually ended up being, you know, the ideal kind of racetrack is what we're kind of looking for, you know, because it's going to be super dry slick if that would have been that way, you know, for heat races and stuff like that. And then, you know, anybody can run anywhere, and the speeds kind of slow down a little bit, and it gets less cars, you know, tore up throughout tonight. You know, everybody knows it, and they've been around racetracks, you know, probably listen to this, you know, that kind of hear all that. But, you know, that's kind of my take on it. Whether or not they want to listen to it or not, you know, that's their opinion. I've been to a lot of racetracks and, you know, seen some funky things go on, and I just hate coming down here and having to wait, you know, an hour and a half. And, you know, we're getting a couple new stock cars down here, and, you know, for one of the first nights that, you know, they've been here, you know, I hate for them to have to wait an hour and a half, and then they got to drive 2 hours, you know, to get back up where they're from. So, you know, to keep those cars coming, you know, they don't want to get home at midnight, 1
o'clock,
right, you
know. That's right. I'll tell you, that second restart, what a start you had on that second restart. You went in the middle, went by a couple cars in the middle of the track, then you went right to the top and took the lead by the 48. That restart there, that second, was a great start.
It was, and, you know, you just got to be patient on those ruts and one and two like that, because, you know, you just wait for that opportunity when a car hits them, they get out of shape, and then you can just really pounce on them and get by them really quick, and you don't have to fight them, you know, for a couple laps, having to race them clean, you know, side by side. You can usually take advantage of a little bobble here or there. So, you know, that was fortunate to get up there. I was kind of a little worried, you know, when I got racing side by side with Terry for a couple laps. I'm like, man, he's got that bottom in one and two, and that's really the fastest line. So I was trying to get through, or I mean, three and four was the bottom, but that was the fastest line there, and I was trying to get through one and two, you know, a little bit higher, and it was definitely the faster line, but I was trying to get there just fast enough to where I could get down on the bottom in front of him, and I really couldn't do it. But fortunately, the caution came out, and I was still scoring the lead, so then I got to choose the line that I wanted to from there.
Who'd you have helping you tonight?
We got BJ Harriman and AK Duck I say this wrong every week. Dustin Getz, a.k.a. Duck. There
we
go.
You should get that straight because you get plenty of practice. You're on here every week.
I know. I should get plenty of practice at it, but I just can't. Just doesn't flow off my tongue right. But them guys have been here every week with me, and I really appreciate them guys, you know, being here and coming out to the race shop and working on them because, you know, they got to drive 15, 20 minutes to my house. And, you know, we've got a lot of great sponsors this year. And, you know, with the weekend we've had, we've consumed some alcoholic beverages. And, you know, we've got a couple of sponsors for that. I think Garrison's Bar and Grill down in Warsaw, he's really hooking us up with the beverages this year. And that's, you know, every time you go to the races, you know, you always got to have a couple drinks after the race. And, you know, every case is 15, 20 bucks. That's so there's an extra 15, 20 bucks, you know, every night you got.
That's right.
And that really helps, you know, every little bit like that.
And then when your sponsor gives it to you, you got to drink it.
Oh, yeah. And the good thing is that, you know, one of the other guys, he doesn't like our kind of beer, so he doesn't drink it. So there's more beer for us. So I got to thank him for that. I don't think I've ever mentioned him yet this year. So I always give props to Jeff Harriman. You know, he's building the motors for us. And, man, this thing's awesome, you know, this year. So. Utterhill Dairy, Homestead Lumber out of Carthage, Central Iron and Metals. Let's see here. I know I'm forgetting one. Ag Supply Services. I think I've forgot him a couple times. I gotta give him thanks. You know, he's been a big supporter of us the last couple years. So without all those guys making the contributions, and Mark Buss, he's here tonight with us with Buss Ag Service. You know, all these guys are here, and the support that, you know, I get from my family, my wife, you know, Crystal. She was really excited for us this weekend, and you know, sometimes it kind of takes a toll, you know, when you race three nights a week and you know, all throughout the year. But luckily we've been fortunate enough to where we've been able to win I think at weight 15 tonight. And you know, when you're running up front, you're usually not tearing anything up, so you don't have any extra expense that way. So all in all, you know, when you're running up front and winning races, it's just a good year, and we've been very fortunate to win what we have.
Well, Abe Holes, one thing's for sure, those sponsors on your car this season are getting their money's worth. Thank you again for talking with us on the Inside Track, and wish you the best of luck the rest of the season, although I don't think you need too much luck.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to try to finish the year out strong here. It's the first week of August, and we're trying to fine-tune some little things that I think can make the car a little bit better on certain racetracks, and that's one of the things we've been kind of working on. And we got the Super Nationals coming up in first week of September. If you've never been to a dirt track race, man, you've got to go to that thing. You know, there's 800 cars in a week's time, and they put through more cars on one racetrack than Quincy does in 5 years. I mean, it is just unreal how many cars. And if nobody's ever been up there, they'll just be, you know, dumbfounded walking through the pits and seeing all the different race cars and talking to all the different people. It's an excellent time. If you ain't ever been up there, you know, make the trip. September 8th, I think, is a Saturday A-Main show. They start the cars. They start 30 cars, 10 deep, 3 wide. And I tell you what, those are the best drivers in the nation make that in the race, because each class has got 200 cars trying to qualify to make that 30. And, you know, the cars that get in there are good. So try to make it to that race, and, you know, cheer us on. We've got shirts for sale. Find us in the pits. Give me a call on Facebook or anything you can. We got shirts for sale, so look us up.
One thing's for sure, you keep running like this, you're going to be a factor up there at Boone. Abe, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track tonight, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
You probably ought to